sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. And we have a few questions for him. When he buys the gold, he spends money on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then why does he take it down to Minneapolis to put it in the refinery?
Well, back then? Well, because he had to get his money back. So he has to refill his bank account with cash. So, you know, say he had a couple $100,000 and everybody came in all day, and pretty soon he's run out of money. He's got a pile of gold and silver and no more money to buy anymore. So he's maxed out. And there's more people that want to buy and sell gold and silver tomorrow. So he's got to go get that cash back. So he's got to take it to the next level up in the marketplace to sell it to somebody else who's buying it. And so you have a big chain of demand and exchange for the metal. And so he had to go exchange his for cash. And now he's got his cash again, so he can buy more from the people that are bringing it.
Oh yeah, what did they do with the gold?
They were selling it to other investors in the marketplace. So the reason that people were buying gold and silver at that time is they thought that the US dollar was going to collapse. Because the dollar it's just a paper note.
Somebody can counterfeit them really easy, but they can't counterfeit gold really easy, right?
Well, that's part of it. Even if you had paper money that nobody could counterfeit, what happens if you double the amount of it tomorrow? Or triple the amount of it? If you just keep making more of the same paper money, it means everybody who has that paper money, it's getting lower in value. Like a 5-cent Pokemon card. Why is it only worth 5 cents? Because there's so many of them, it's so common.
But when you get them, and after about 12 years, it'll be worth more than that.
So imagine you had a $100 Pokemon card, right?
I have about a $2,000 Pokemon card.
Why is it worth $2,000?
Because it's a first edition holo 1995 card.
It's rare. How many of those do you think there are?
Right now?
Yeah.
In the world? 5,000.
5,000, okay. What if somebody made 5 million more of them? What do you think would happen to the value of your Pokemon card?
It would drop. It would be
about 5 cents.
But they couldn't make another one of it because it
But let's just say they had a magic machine and they were able to do it. So that's why people were afraid of the dollar, because of inflation. People were making more and more and more dollars to fund US government debt. And so when the government is spending more than it takes in, it prints money to make up the difference. And the more money that you print, the less everybody's money is worth, which causes prices to rise, and that's called monetary inflation.
So if there's not a lot of money being printed, then everything would be about a dollar. That's why in like the 1980s, everything was like 25 cents, right?
Exactly.
That's because not a lot of money was being printed.
Monetary inflation, exactly. And if the money supply contracts, then prices go down. That's called deflation.
Well, thank you for your time, Chris.
Sure.
Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island.
It was a pleasure.
And that was multimedia kidpreneur Otis and the owner of Treasure Island, Chris Olson, on this week's Kids in Capitalism KidCast. For more information on Kids in Capitalism, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com.
Happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On her way is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
We can build a snowman
pretend he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town. Yeah. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, the face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
On the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.